The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
Whether you're looking for wisdom on your retirement income or annuities, life insurance, wealth accumulation, just need some help in protecting your assets during these turbulent days, stay with us for practical answers you can use today. And with me is the man with the plan. I'm talking about my good friend, Jay Peroni. If you're a business owner, a professional nearing retirement, and want to grow wealth, give generously, leave a kingdom legacy, you're in the right place. And Jay, I know you've helped a lot of business owners make some big transitions. What are we diving into today?
Thanks, Tom, for the great intro. Today's show is entitled Exit with Eternal Impact. We're talking to business owners and leaders approaching retirement who are wondering, what's next? How do I finish well? Not just start well, but finish well. That's what we want to help our listeners do.
Amen. Well, that's great. So, Jay, for retirement for business owners, that's really different than it is for the typical employee, right?
Absolutely. I mean, for most people, retirement's just a date at the end of the day. For business owners, it's a process, and it's often emotional, can be spiritual, and financial all at once. You have all these emotions coming together. It's what you've poured your life into, and your identity, your legacy, and your wealth can be tied to your business. For employees, retirement usually means saving a 401k, maybe getting a company match, eventually living off those savings, Social Security, and maybe a pension. But for the business owner, your business is your retirement plan in a lot of cases. I speak to business owners every day, come up with exit strategies. What are you thinking? How are you going to place the income? There's often no 401k for a lot of these folks unless they set them up or had some sort of plan at work. Many are focused on reinvesting in their business, so they forget to diversify or save outside of it. So it's very challenging for a lot of these people. They didn't do any planning. They come to see me, and now they want a plan, and that's what I can help them do. And now there's not a question of how you'll exit. It's how do you do that? You know, how do you physically exit that business? Will you sell your business, pass it on to a family member, just close it down? There are a lot of complex decisions that require some intentional planning. And this is where faith plays a key role, Tom. And Psalm 24:1 is a great reminder. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, right? And that includes the business. So retirement then becomes less about stopping work, but more about repositioning your purpose, going from one chapter of life to the next one. And we help business owners create that biblically sound strategy to transition and finish well, whether that means selling the business, slowing down, or shifting their focus to ministry or family. And if you're a business owner listening to the show, or maybe you're considering retirement, what that next chapter looks like, we'd love to help you craft that retirement strategy, one that honors God and secures your future. And you can reach out today for that free consultation. You can go to faithandretirement.com, set up a free 30-minute hour consultation. We'll walk you through some of the next steps and help you prepare for that next chapter.
This is Faith in Retirement with Jay Peroni, and this hits close to home, Jay, because I am a business owner, and you help us with our family finances.
There we go.
We do have a special offer for our listeners I want to make sure people know about, and that's your free book, 7 Ways to Make Sure That Your Money Lines Up with Your Faith. Whether you're a business owner or you work for somebody else, this is for you. It's written by fiduciary and CFP Jay Peroni. Don't wait. You can get your free download right now, and you can also ask Jay your questions at 800-270-7310. So this is all a pretty powerful lens to look through. But what's one of the biggest mistakes you see Christian business owners, Christian professionals make as they head toward retirement?
Well, Tom, the biggest that I see, they focus only on the money aspect, not the mission. And they ask, what will I get instead of what will I leave? And there's a massive opportunity here to turn a business exit into kingdom impact. but only if it's planned for. You've got to do planning in advance. And that's one of the biggest mistakes I see a lot of Christian business owners and professionals make as they near retirement, is waiting too long to plan, especially when it comes to that transition, their business or their wealth, and getting it to have focus and purpose. And many pour their heart and soul into building something meaningful, but when it's time to retire, they haven't taken that time to think through what's next. And they often lack that clear exit strategy. They haven't diversified their assets outside of the business. And most importantly, they haven't aligned their financial plans with their faith. And Proverbs 21:5 is a great reminder. The plans of the diligent lead to abundance, and that applies to retirement too, because without diligent, prayerful planning, people risk either outliving their money or leaving behind a mess for their loved ones. I see it every day. People come to me, a spouse, they've got this money, and they're like, "I don't know where my husband's accounts were. I don't know where anything is." And it's playing a very challenging thing, especially when you're grieving. And another big mistake that I see, Tom, is not seeing retirement as a calling. They have this date in mind, and it's not about coasting once you get to retirement. It's a new season of stewardship. And God may be calling you to mentor others, maybe volunteer more, support ministries, and launch even something new that God has put on your heart. So if you're approaching that retirement, don't just think about what you're retiring from, but really think about what you're retiring to and do it with a kingdom mindset. And that's what we can help you begin that process, really think through what is the next chapter going to look like? Are my investments in line with my faith and values? How do I support kingdom causes? All these things are really what we focus on at Faith Investor Services. We've got a huge team here that can help you. We've got a business exit strategist that just joined us. We've got a lot of team members that have wealth of knowledge and experience. It's not just Jay here. We've got a whole team. And that's really the important thing that I want to stress to our listeners is Jay is great. I can do the radio, I can talk, and I've been doing this for 30 years, but I've got a great, fantastic team behind me that if I don't have a solution, we've got someone on our team that does as well.
Oh, that is great. That's a difficult concept to communicate, that you are so accessible, but you also have a pretty substantial team behind you. And it's not just, Jay, what stock should I buy? The fact that you share our faith and you understand the mission we have in this life to serve God, I mean, that changes everything. Well, Jay, if I'm a business owner within 3 to 5 years of retiring or selling my company, let's say, what kinds of questions should I be asking right now?
Yeah, that's a great question, Tom. If you're a business owner and you're within 3 to 5 years of retiring or selling your company, this is a critical planning window. The decisions you make now are going to determine how smooth and successful that transition will be. I've got a client right now in Colorado. They're selling a hardware store, and they've got to get buyers, they've got to get valuations, they've got to get all these things in place. And we've been preparing this for years. So here are some of the key questions you want to ask if you're considering retiring or selling your business. What is my business truly worth? Many owners will overestimate or even underestimate the value. So getting a proper valuation can help you plan realistically. That's the first thing. The second thing is, what is my exit strategy? Will you sell to a third party, pass it to a family member, sell to employees? Each path has a different tax, legal, and financial implication. The third question I'd ask, Tom, is how will I replace my income, right? Your business has been providing that income. And if most of your wealth is tied up in your business, you're going to need to plan to convert that value into steady, sustainable income. The fourth thing, and this is extra important, is am I minimizing taxes? Because with the right strategies like charitable planning, business structuring, or selling in stages, you can significantly reduce what goes to Uncle Sam and increase what goes to your family or causes or ministries that you care more about. And the fifth thing is, what is God calling me to do in this next season? Remember, it's not just an end, it's a new beginning. In Ephesians 2:10, it says, "We are created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." So don't go it alone. These questions are a great starting point. Seek wise counsel, build a biblically aligned plan, and be intentional about leaving both a financial and spiritual legacy. And we can help you do that. If you're not sure where to start, we'd love to walk you through it with you, offer a free consultation, and really go through these questions in depth, look at what you're currently doing, and Create that roadmap so you can plan a successful exit strategy that has eternal impact.
You are not alone, and wise counsel is always something that God's word encourages. Well, I'm guessing a lot of these questions, Jay, are a lot easier to answer with the right guide, right?
Yeah, and that's where I come in. A biblical perspective changes everything from how you structure the sale to how you design your retirement income plan. And there are three ways that I always help people have a bigger kingdom impact. The first one is the legacy. How do you want to leave personally and professionally? Proverbs 13:22 says a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. And that's more than money. It's wisdom, faith, and values. I can help you have conversations with your kids, grandkids, and make sure that we're not only passing that legacy, we're passing the wisdom along with the wealth. The second thing we'll do is, are you financially ready and spiritually aligned? If have your investments, your portfolio, does it line up with biblical principles? Are those proceeds going to be biblically responsible? I can help you look at your current investments, your 401k, your mutual funds, stocks. I can help get biblically responsible with those investments to make sure they match your Christian values. We can do an ethical review of those investments. And then lastly, how can you be generous on the way out? Not just after you're gone. Many miss the chance to have incredible tax-efficient ways during the sale or transition of that business. We can help with some biblically based strategic planning to help you give more to ministries and causes that are dear to your heart and give less to Uncle Sam. We can help you structure it more efficiently to save on taxes.
Well, that's good. You were saying you were helping the hardware store owner, and we're going to get into the nuts and bolts of financial strategy in the second half of the show. So be sure to stay with us. You can reach out to Jay at the phone number 800-270-7310. And he is accessible to answer your family questions. You and your family can get on the phone and ask your questions together. This is your place for biblically responsible investing. Go to the website, faithandretirement.com. Back with more right after this. So, Jay, can you explain what biblically responsible investing is all about? How does it differ from traditional investing?
So, biblically responsible investing is a strategy that aligns your financial decisions with biblical principles.
Jay Peroni is host of Faith and Retirement, investment manager of Faith Investor Services, LLC.
BRI focus on supporting companies that demonstrate values like stewardship and integrity, while avoiding those in industries like alcohol, tobacco, gambling, pornography, abortion, and non-biblical lifestyles, just to name a few. And I always say there are good, bad, and ugly choices. Let's avoid the bad and ugly companies that clearly violate biblical principles, and let's focus on those good companies. And we're looking at purpose and profits.
Screen and clean your investments today with no charge and no obligation. Learn more at faithandretirement.com, faithandretirement.com, or call 800-270-7310. Well, I want to encourage you to come to the place that I came to 4 or 5 years ago, and that is to consider not only what I'm investing in, but where those investment dollars actually go. Do you know the answer to that question? Well, you can get your investments screened and cleaned, and there's no cost and no obligation by giving Jay a call, 800-270-7310. Well, Jay, you said you were going to talk a little bit about strategy, get more specific. What are some of the faith-based tools that business owners and those who are looking to retire can choose from and should be considering?
Well, here are a few tools, Tom, that are critical as a Christian. The first is biblically responsible investing. Once the business is sold and you retire, where does that wealth go? We can help clients invest in companies that align with biblical values and avoid ones that conflict with their faith. So we can make sure that their investments are clean and biblically responsible. The second tool we have is charitable planning tools, things like donor-advised funds, charitable remainder trusts, and gifting business shares before a sale. These can reduce taxes and supercharge their giving. The other thing that we can do, and this is important to replace income, is look at purpose-based income planning, structuring their retirement income to meet their needs while fueling ministries and also causes that they care about. So we can help with that income plan, creating income for life, making sure that they've got a solid retirement plan. We use a program called Retirement Analyzer. It's a great tool to look at assets, liabilities, expenses, and try to create that income plan so that you don't run out of money, you don't pay too much in taxes, you keep up with inflation. And we also look for emergencies. What happens if one of the spouses needs long-term care or assisted living or a facility? We have that mapped into the plan as well. And that is really important to have that biblically based financial plan, one that aligns not only with your retirement goals, but also with your faith and values. And as a Christian business owner or Christian professional, your decisions carry eternal impact. And these tools can help you answer questions like, will I have enough to retire? What's the best way to sell my business? How can I give more without running out? It brings clarity by projecting the income, taxes, and legacy planning, so you can see how each decision lines up with your stewardship goals. And I love Proverbs 16:3, Tom. It says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he'll establish your plans. And our Retirement Analyzer program can help our listeners do just that with wisdom, clarity, and confidence. And we can see how your business, finances, and legacy all come together in a plan that honors God. And we'd love to show you a free Retirement Analyzer if you've saved at least $500,000 or more. We can help you put together a plan and create a roadmap for your successful exit and successful retirement.
So you're helping clients move from just selling a business to actually stewarding the outcome, if I hear you right. And also helping professionals transition from one calling to the next calling or the next chapter. Do I have that right?
Exactly. It's not about exiting, right? It's about entering that next chapter with clarity and purpose. And that shift in mindset is hugely important because too often selling a business or retiring from a career is treated like the finish line. I finally got there. I'm finally at retirement. But for Christian business owners and professionals, it's not just about cashing out. It's about stewarding the outcome and asking, what has God prepared for me next? Because if you're still breathing, God's not done with you. He's still got plans for you.
Amen.
And when that business owner sells, there's usually some big financial decisions to make, what to do with the proceeds, how to minimize taxes, provide income in retirement. Even more importantly, what are the spiritual and legacy questions? What impact do you want the sale to have on your family, your church, your community, and God's kingdom? And we help these clients, Tom, the listeners that are ready to retire, build that biblically grounded plan so they can give more generously, invest wisely, and live purposely in the next chapter. And for professionals, it's the same. Even if you don't own a company, if you're working at a company, retirement isn't a retreat, it's a reassignment. And Ephesians 2:10 reminds us that we're all God's workmanship, created for good works, prepared in advance for us to do. And whether that means volunteering, mentoring, ministry, simply being present with the family, grandkids, maybe traveling more, we help clients transition from one calling to the next with clarity and peace. And it's more than about dollars and cents. It's about stewardship, legacy, and faithfulness with everything God's entrusted to you. And we'd love to walk that journey with you. Go to faithandretirement.com, and we'll give you that free consultation to help you map out this retirement transition.
You told us a little bit about the hardware store owner in Colorado, my home state. Can you share any other stories of business owners you've been working with or who make that kind of faith-based transition?
Absolutely. We do it all the time. I talk to listeners all over the country, from Hawaii to Massachusetts to South Carolina, Georgia, you name it. And one story really stands out is my client, Mike, a faithful Christian, longtime owner of a successful business. And like many business owners, he was approaching retirement. He came to me focused just on the financial side of selling his company. What's it worth? How do I retire comfortably? What about taxes? These types of questions. But as we dug deeper, I asked him, I said, Mike, what does God want this next season of your life to look like? And he was just shocked. He was kind of puzzled. How can this sale be for more than just a financial win? And he started really diving deep into what was most important to him. That really shifted his perspective because he started to view the business not as his own achievement, but as something God had entrusted to him to steward well. And from there, we looked at ways to tie his values into the transaction. One big move, he gifted a portion of his business to a donor-advised fund before the sale. And that strategy alone saved him over six figures in taxes. And what did
Wow.
he do with the extra margin? He finally funded his church building campaign. He helped launch a local ministry, supported a missionary family his own family had prayed for over a decade. And today, Mike's retired, but far from done. He's mentoring young business leaders, says he feels more purposeful now than ever. And one of the most important things he told me was this: Jay, I didn't just sell a business, I multiplied my impact. And that's the kind of transition we help business owners make, moving from success to significance, from accumulation to kingdom impact. And that's why we do faith-based financial planning. That's what it's about, is really that brings me joy, gets me jazzed to wake up every morning and just go serve God's people and help them to be more impactful for the kingdom.
Well, I love the fact that Jesus offered us life. Really, the offer is life. I came that they might have life and have it to the full. And that includes people in their 60s and 70s and beyond. What a legacy. I mean, that to me, that's what it's all about. JR, are there business owners listening right now, you think, out there who are ready to retire from their career, who are ready for that next step? And how can these kinds of folks reach you?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, if they're within 3 to 5 years or even a year away from retirement, now is the time to start planning. It's not too late. It's not a situation where you'd be wondering, what now? Let's talk. I offer a free 30-minute consultation, faith-based. We'll look at your business exit plan. We'll look at your retirement income, how to align those resources with your faith and values. And you just simply got to go to faithandretirement.com or give our offices a call at 800-270-7310 to schedule. No cost, no obligation, just an honest conversation about how to finish well. That's really where my heart is helping you to be a better steward of what God's entrusted to you. I know at the end of the day, when I reach heaven, I want to hear those words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And that's really what I seek for my clients, is to help them be better stewards, to understand where they're investing, to make sure they're not supporting things like abortion and pornography and embryonic stem cell research and things that just don't line up with God's word. We want to find investments that we can be proud to own. And we know this side of heaven, no company's perfect, no person's perfect, but there's certainly good, bad, and ugly choices. And I want to help my clients find those good choices, companies that are doing good things. We own one company that they've got chaplains within their company, 80 chaplains they're sending, and they're a publicly traded company. And in their mission statement, they say, "We want to honor and glorify God with what we do." Well, that's the kind of companies we want to own, that are just making a difference for the Lord, for their communities, for their employees, praying for them, and sending chaplains all over the company to make sure that they are serving the Lord's purpose.
We have about a minute left, Jay, but what about people who have money in motion? What is that, and what do you do to help them?
Yeah, so if people are, retiring, or maybe they're moving or changing jobs, there's money in motion, money that you're leaving behind or money that you need to make a decision on. That's what we're here for. Don't go at these financial decisions alone. We have a lot of tools, a lot of resources, but more importantly, we're going to do it from a Christian perspective. Just like when you get married, you should be equally yoked. I think you should also be equally yoked with your financial advisor. You don't want someone that's talking you out of tithing or not giving more to the kingdom. We're going to work with you within your faith and help you to make a bigger impact for the kingdom. That's what we're about at Faith Investor Services. You can go to faithinvestorservices.com or faithinretirement.com and learn more about us and set up that free consultation.
You know, before Moses crossed the Jordan River and took the children of Israel into the promised land, he said this: "You may say to yourself, 'My power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me.' But remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth." So that's what we're all about here at Faith in Retirement. Thank you so much for listening today. You can give Jay a call and ask your questions. There's no cost and no obligation to do so. 800-270-7310 is the number. This is your place for biblically responsible investing. Go to the website, and don't forget to download your free book there, faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Thanks for listening. Please tell your friends about this outreach ministry. We will see you same place, same station next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free ebook from Jay. Visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the fund can be found at PrayETF.com. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.